As Joe Biden takes the oath of office today, the page is turned on a tumultuous 4 years under Donald Trump. Many historians believe the Trump presidency and the challenges it posed for democracy will shape American politics for years or longer. To probe that, we spoke with Professor Heather Cox Richardson of Boston College and Thomas Whalen, a social sciences professor at Boston University. We spoke about what the historic transition means for this deeply divided nation. Tom Whalen went first.
I was thinking about this the other day. Former German Chancellor Otto von Bismarck, he once said that God looks out for drunks in the United States of America. I was just wondering, given the events of the past week, whether the luck has run out for the United States, that, you know, we face a myriad of crises now that seem insurmountable, and whether the idea of the American Republic can endure moving ahead.
Heather?
I see this as the potential either for the end of the United States and democracy, or it could be the beginning of a renewal. We have gone through these periods in which we have one ideology that dominates for about two generations, and then we flip to something very different, and we are time for a flip to something very different. The question is whether or not we'll really pull it off, or whether, in fact, as Tom has indicated, we will end up really crashing and burning this time once and for all.
What period in American history does this time remind you of most?
This fight in America between whether or not we are a country in which the government should support ordinary Americans has, since the very beginning, been at odds with another theory that it should be run by a very few wealthy, generally white male people who are better connected and have more money and sort of know things better than everybody else, and that the rest of us are really not capable of making good decisions about our lives or about the nation. And those two things have been in tension really since the framers wrote the Constitution.
And, you know, there is the problem here of race that kind of runs through everything. A white majority in power, in not just politics, but in culture, economics, for so long, they are reluctant to give up that primacy, that power, that sense of purpose. And I think you see that, well, you saw that last week. I mean, in the halls of Congress, probably the most visible sign of white supremacy, the Confederate battle flag paraded through the Capitol. And in order to understand where we've been and where we're going, we have to address the whole issue of race. And I just don't think as a nation, we've come to terms with that.
I want to talk about the present and the future, if we might, for a couple of minutes. If in the coming weeks and months there is a Republican civil war between pro-Trumpers and those who think the party needs to move on from Trump, how do you think it plays out, and who do you think wins out?
In the best case scenario, the extremists can be drummed out. It's not without precedent. In the 1960s, people like William F. Buckley, he led an effort to drum out, say, the John Birchers from the conservative movement, allowing, for example, someone like a Richard Nixon to get the nomination in 1968. But again, it's going to be very problematic. Donald Trump, I think his influence is going to be a major factor in whether the Republican Party can resolve its differences or whether it's going to go even further down the extremist path.
The thing that we don't talk a lot about when we talk about modern day politics is a generational shift. A new generation, which, by the way, is much less religious and much more oriented toward the Democratic Party than the generation that's there now. The Democratic Party, I think, is finally coming to grips with what happened in the 1960s, which was that its base switched from being white working class men to being people of color. This era right here, perhaps the 4 years of Donald Trump and the rise of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, are going to be one of those periods of massive political realignment, and we will pick it up in the history books as a momentous change.
Donald Trump is not quite out of office yet, but let me ask you this. As historians, how will the two of you remember the Trump era?
Well, I just think, you know, move over James Buchanan. I just think he's the worst president that we've had. The idea of a president of the United States declaring war on his own government, well, that's beyond despicable. And the other thing I'm worried about here is his lasting poisonous legacy, politically speaking, is that, you know, if the Republican Party and his supporters had controlled the House of Representatives, I have no doubt in my mind they would have overturned the certification of Biden's victory. It just shows just how close we came as an American republic in terms of collapsing.
I would add that we will not know how we remember Donald Trump until we have lived through many more years. We will either remember him as the man who broke the American Republic, or we will remember him as the worst president ever. And of course, how that plays out is going to depend on how we move forward. I'm going to go with Tom here, though, and say we will remember him as the worst president ever because he made war from the Oval Office on our American Republic. And there is no coming back from that.
Heather Cox Richardson and Thomas Whalen, thank you both very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure.
It's always a pleasure.
That's Professor Heather Cox Richardson of Boston College and Professor Thomas Whalen of Boston University.